You're listening to a podcast from 702.
The first person joining me on the show this morning is Minister of Transport, Fikile Mbalula. He is very busy and he's going to have a busy day ahead as well. I'm grateful that he makes time for us. Despite that, it is important to communicate with you, the public, and I had agreed with him that it's not a long conversation. In fact, I've only got two or three questions, 5 minutes maximum, so that he can get on with his own business of being part of government in terms of now implementing the decisions that have been taken. Minister, good morning to you.
Good morning, Kaiser, and all the listeners, and thank you for having us.
It is only a pleasure, Minister, and thank you to you for your generosity of time, despite all the stress that we are all under collectively. I'm going to get straight into it, Minister. I just have two or three questions. I'm not going to preempt a very long and a more detailed press briefing that you must have, but we watch, obviously, as a team and as a station, all the questions we get from the public, and patterns jump out at you. And I wondered whether I can ask you just one or two of those. The first one that I wanted to ask is, many of our listeners are unsure about taxis, buses and trains, whether there will be rules about how they operate or whether they will not be operating at all come Friday.
A lockdown is a lockdown. They will not be operating, and there will be special catering for public transport, which will deal with the details later on in terms of taxis. We're looking at allocating time for the operation of taxis in the morning peak and in the afternoon, and during the day lockdown, because a lockdown is a lockdown. So trains, we're looking at not at all. Long distance, as you speak, has been shut down in terms of Shosholoza Mail, Premier Class Air, Rovers was excluded, and Blue Train. And I mean, Blue Train is part of it already as we speak. And then we're looking at intensifying in the aviation sector, that not all airlines from the affected countries should come to South Africa. And we have shut down the sea space in terms of sea ship cruising. We've been evacuating people from the sea to their different, they've been evacuated, citizens of different countries, US, Germany, out of our seas, who were actually isolated in the sea and taken from there and evacuated to their different countries.
Second of the three questions, Minister, that's very clear. Thank you for that. Obviously, there's detail to come, but that gives us some guidance. I appreciate that. The second of the three questions I wanted to put for this morning is the following. Workers that are classified as essential or designated, whether they be aspects of the media, whether we are talking about medics or a pharmacist who has to come from, say, Centurion to the pharmacy in Sandton, how do you envisage them being carried from A to B, given that they will be permitted to go to work, being classified as essential?
Workers who are classified as essential will be permitted to get to work. We'll cater for them, special catering for them in the morning peak and the afternoon in terms of public transport caters for them. Should it happen that shifts like it happened, but either by e-hailing, you've got to report at a particular shift, that will be catered because you are a special essential worker, and then you can produce to the law enforcement on the road as to whether you are attending to your work and all of that. But there will be no transport in terms of the regulations after the morning peak timeline that we put, that will be allowed on the road and up until it take off in the afternoon.
And just as a sidebar to that question, Minister, will each of the industries, let's say, for example, media and a pharmacy body, generate permits, or are you also logistically capable of generating that? Where would I, as Eusebius, if I went to a press conference that you quickly call, be able to get something I can show a cop or a soldier in the event that I need to justify why I'm on the road?
All employers will be expected to generate permits for special workers. If you are, for instance, working in a supermarket, Pick and Pay will have to produce a permit for its workers that you are permitted to work on this day in terms of the regulation and the lockdown. And that will happen also for the media. As ministers and different departments, we have been given a guide that we must define what is essential work. And we have done that in our different departments. So we will expect in your area of work that the employers will have to produce permit for you. That says that this person is permitted to go to work from this time to this time.
Last question. Uber and Bolt, are they also being shut down or will they be operating?
No, this affects everybody. That includes Uber and all the e-hailing system. It affects everybody. Taxi, metered taxis, all taxis, all is affected.
Minister, thank you so much. You've got a busy day ahead. We'll watch out for your press briefing and take that live as well. But thanks for making time for the UCBS MacArthur Show.
Thank you very much, UCBS.
Thank you, sir. That's the Minister of Transport, Fikile Mbalula. So there you have it. It's clear. A shutdown is a shutdown, to quote the Minister, including the e-hailing services. If you're an essential worker, your companies will have to generate proof that you can produce while you are there. And even then, there will be a time schedule for when you're allowed to be on the road. No trains. And that's pretty extensive, but it is necessary. I had been wondering. I know you had as well. So there we have it.